morning whole bran. Yes, a daily bowl full of Kellogg's All Bran with milk helps put you right back in tune. The natural way. The good-tasting way, too. Fact is, Kellogg's All Bran is the one brand cereal that combines proved effectiveness with appetizing taste and crispness. It never gets mushy in milk. So remember, if constipation's a problem, gentle it away, as millions do, with Kellogg's All Bran. The good food way to keep regular as clockwork. A-double-L-hyphen-B-R-A-N. Kellogg's All Bran. At your grocer's.
There are Jews in the world. There are Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons. And then there are those that follow Mohammed. But I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate. every show there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key.
Better into we.
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this. Too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is the song that is too long. Jesus Christ, God!
We'll be singing this to who?
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane.
And now for something completely different.
It's...
Oh, look, another Alanis Morissette song.
No, it's a parody.
What, you mean a dead parody?
No.
I'm selling dead parrots and chocolates with frogs and spam served with spam and spam.
I don't want any spam.
I work in a cheese shop. I've got me a silly walk. That's really not all that silly,
but what it all comes down to
is that I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
'Cause there's a penguin on that telly, and Dr. Brunofsky knows how it got there.
How's he know that? He knows everything.
I wouldn't like that. It'd take all the mystery out of life.
I need a fish license and one for a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
Say no more.
We need a world forum to feed Mr. Creosote, 'cause every sperm is sacred.
And what it all comes down to
is I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Argument isn't just contradiction.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
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 Thank you.
This song will now pause for a brief intermission. Albatross! Albatross!
Two ice creams, please.
I don't have any ice creams. I just got the albatross.
Well, what flavor is it?
It's not any bloody flavor. It's an albatross.
Well, it's got to be some kind of flavor.
All right, it's bloody albatross flavor.
Do you get wafers with it?
And what it all comes down to is the philosophy department's name is Bruce.
Hot enough to boil a monkey's bum in it.
'Cause there's a penguin on the telly and it is about to explode.
How'd he know that would happen?
An inspired guess.
Now go get a shrubbery for the knights who say nee. could cut a tree with a herring. I'm stoning the Romans, 'cause what have they done for us? I'll just look on life's bright side. But what it all comes down to is you've never seen such a foul-tempered rodent. There's a penguin on the telly, and a naked man is playing an organ.
Oh, cheeky, isn't he? That's a rather bad joke.
And what it all comes down to, my friends, yeah, is that everything here is silly, silly, silly.
Stop the CD, stop the music, stop it. Now, I've noticed a tendency for this CD to get rather silly. Now, I like Alanis Morissette's parodies as much as the next person, but that's besides the point. That last song you had was very silly indeed, and this one is even sillier, so I'm putting a stop to it. And if there is to be any continuation of this sort of silliness, I shall come down upon this CD like a ton of bricks. It's far too silly. And furthermore... Yah!
WMFO Medford.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass every single day. I got bitches in the living room getting it on. Till 6 in the morning. So we gonna smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hose down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this. Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back!
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back!
With my mind on my money and my money on my band. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes.
As Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine doing Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg here on Time Travel with Chris. I'm doing comedy songs today and a couple of other little surprises here. Before that was a guy named Tony Landmark. I believe he was 18 years old when he decided to do Penguin on the Telly, which was all about Monty Python. He was a big fan of Monty Python. And then we had Christopher Seibert with from Spamalot, written by Eric Idle and John Dupre, with the song that goes like this. This is one of my favorites. That's my favorite song from Spamalot. Every Sperm is Sacred from Monty Python before that. So we had a little mini Python marathon there. The Lost Boys with Don't You Want Me, Baby, myself, and Ricky Columbia in the background there with Don't You Want Me, Baby. Joe and Sharon Keefe with Giant Spiders, Julie Brown with 'Cause I'm a Blonde, Robin Williams from Aladdin with Friend Like Me. I don't understand these Disney movies. Why are they making more live Disney movies? I just don't get it. Come up with a new story. We don't need to see the same crap that we saw in a cartoon live. I don't get it. Whatever. So the Disney juggernaut just keeps pumping away. They own like 44% of the market now. So with owning 20th Century Century Fox, and now Disney and Marvel, they own Marvel and Star Wars. It's just this juggernaut of movies, and I think it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. That Disney love for excellence is going out the window when they buy more and more stuff here. Anyway, that's my opinion. So let's do some more fun stuff here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. It's kind of a salute to Dr. Demento. I listened to him growing up, and he's retired. You can still hear him on the web. He will post a website. He will post a show every week that you can download for money, but you get it all free here today on Time Travel with Chris Earle on Terrestrial Radio, WMFO, here in Medford. This next one, let's do a couple of really dark ones here, because I'm in a little dark mood here at 6:20 in the evening on a Wednesday night. It's Rippy the Gator here on Time Travel.
Hi, kids. Welcome to the Uncle Bobo Show. Are you ready to sing? Come on, let's go.
Billy and his family went on a holiday. They went down to Florida to laugh and dance and play. Bill went in for a swim, he didn't see the harm. But when he came back out again, he was short and arm. 'Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father went out to play some catch, but Billy missed the pass because his arm was unattached. The ball flew past his shoulder and it rolled into the swamp. When he went wading after it, his leg became a stump. 'Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father joined a three-legged race. They were tearing up the field, no one could keep the pace. But Billy tripped and did a flip and landed in the muck. He was running out of limbs and also out of luck. 'Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy was all dirty, he really had to wash, but he couldn't use a towel 'cause his limbs had been gnawed off. He went into the water to get all clean and bright, but when his bath was finished, he was only half his height. 'Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy's father rolled his wheelchair up upon a hill. He wanted to put Bill where he would not get killed, but he left him on a slope and into the swamp he rolled. They dragged out his head, but there was nothing left below.
'Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp.
Down in the swamp.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead.
everybody out there, sing along, okay? Dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. One more time for Roman Reska.
Is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Oh, it's going to get more offensive. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m.
Warning signs, electric fences, high voltage! Quiet, girls. I think the shepherd's coming.
Chris Earle here tonight.
Hey, man. What are you really into, huh?
Ship butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, Tebo, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is a left wing really pinko, Colonel Sanders? What a bore. You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is this Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? America and Old Glory too. May she always wave o'er us with the red, white, and existential blues. Hey, bobbity 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 ding 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 existential blues. Hey, you can do what you want, play off my existential blues, my blue suede existential blues. I was on a quest, walking down the road, I was walking down the road, I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you, we're little wonders? They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said,
we are the Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids, we are the Lollipop Kids, we are the Lollipop Kids,
I said, hey. I'm on a quest, walking on the road, I said, hey kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? They said, slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard old wise one live? They said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, ow, get shot on the pretty, you little long Toto, too.
I don't even have a little dog, Toto.
Such predicaments, I must forge ahead. Walking down the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house of a hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady, but it's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke.
Follow me over, come on!
A little bit tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I pull my little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figured, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of
poppy, 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 poppy.
Hey, what a strange dream, man, you know? Little flowers that smell awfully good. Now I was very tired, and the old wizard's just gonna have to wait, man, because I'm just gonna stretch out again in this little field of
Bobby! Bobby! Bobby!
Oh, God.
Oh,
Dorothy,
God.
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Dorothy's been confident to feel out there, so, man. Along came this old man in a green Eldorado 2, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute, this man knows my name. He must be the wizard.
You must be the wizard. The Wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? Wizard balls.
I said, oh, wizard of wise, when I have been on a quest. Walking down the road with a dude, I did.
We are the Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids.
I haggard, tired puppies. Puppies, 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 puppies. A little bit, I've been through hell. He said, hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, but wizard of wise, and I've come so far to find the truth of life. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. He said, to tell you the truth, son. I said, wizard, that's what I've come to find as the truth. He says, no, 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 son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How profound, wizard. Some girl with psychic powers, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on an aquarius. Was the Duchess really joining? You ask so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is this really Butte, Montana, or just existential blues? Really Butte, Montana? Is this Plato's EBGBs?
Is this schizoid paranoia?
What's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother. And me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver. And Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Mr. Rogers. You can watch Three's Company, and you can turn on Fame, or the Newlywed Game, or the Addams Family. Say, you can watch Barney Miller, and you can watch your MTV, and you can watch till your eyes fall out of your head. That'll be okay with me. And you can watch Johnny Carson, you can watch Phil Donahue, and you can use TV Guide to help you decide with a capitalized review. Say, you can watch 60 Minutes, even Captain Kangaroo, but there's only one set, so whatever you watch, well, you know I gotta watch it too. Say, give it up, and give it up, television's taking its toll. That's enough, give me the remote control. I've been nice, I've been good, please don't do this to me. Turn it off, turn it off, I don't want to have to see the Brady Bunch, not the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch, yeah, the Brady Bunch. It's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like the mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. There were four men living all together, yeah, but they were all alone. Until the one day, when the lady met the fellow. And they knew it was much more than a hunch. That the group, this group must somehow form a family. That's the way, that's the way, that's the way they all became. The Brady Bunch, well, the Brady Bunch, yeah, the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch, oh, it's the Brady Bunch. It's the Brady Bunch, oh, the Brady Bunch, yeah. Oh, the Brady Bunch, it's the Brady Bunch. Well, it's the Brady Bunch, oh, it's the Brady Bunch. Well, it's the Brady Bunch, it's the Brady Bunch.
Each night she's on the balcony. He loves her from afar. His soft, sad eyes are hypnotized. She shines down like a star. His heart will break forever. His kind can't have affairs. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. His home's a humble bungalow, and hers a penthouse flat. He cannot go where she can go, and that, they say, is that. He never can be near her, although she knows he cares. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. You want to win a woman? Just be cool, be aloof. The dog who doesn't hit the stairs can make it to the roof. The dog who doesn't care will be the dog who wins the day. You'll never get to heaven with your chopper in the way. The spirit soars, the body falls, and heavy lies the heart that cries out with the pain of love, "Be still, my broken part." How painful is the passion and painful the repairs for dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. How painful is the passion and painful the repairs for dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs.
Groves emulsified nose drops will surprise you with the way they look and act. These nose drops are white and creamy. They don't look, taste, or smell like medicine, yet they are highly effective. That's because they are medically superior, because they stay up in the nose. Any child can understand that nose drops that stay up in the nose will do more good than nose drops that run right out. Impress this fact upon mother, and she will undoubtedly let you try these new type nose drops when you have a head cold or stuffed head. All drugstores sell Groves emulsified nose drops, and they're really more economical than the old-fashioned kind because you get more for your money and because you can use less. Ask mother to get a bottle today.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Somewhere in the room, but every night when I
thanks, as always, to Chris Earle and Time Travel for keeping the station warm 5 to 7 every Wednesday night.
Liquored up on the weekends, drinking like a fool, chasing Cuervo shooters with anything that's cool. All the girls got pretty, all the guys were pals.
That's my pickle.
Sucking down the barley, dipping over cows. And then Johnny got a day-way. Joey lost his wife. Mikey rolled his pickup and punched a Barney Fife. Andy's skin turned yellow. Roger got the shakes. Life ain't been this sober since our odd days were fakes. All my favorite drunks have given up drinking. They were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all quit raising hell since the two-step turned to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Johnny's in recovery, Joey's in AA, Mikey's trying out at the Wilbur Mills VA. Hey, Andy calls his sponsor, Roger drinks his sharps. With everybody quitting, it's a driven me to start. All my favorite drunks have given up drinking. They were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all quit raising hell since their two-step turned to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Well, now we can still hop the bars while their livers are getting pinker. But minimum 12 drink covers make me the designated drinker. All my favorite drunks have given up drinking. They were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all quit raising hell since their two-step turn to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Everybody, all my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Yeah! They were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford.
Betty Ford!
They've all quit raising hell since their two-step turn to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking.
She'd say no, but I couldn't see her mustache after 9 coronas. So I asked her to go home with me, home with me. She couldn't run away after 9 coronas. We went to my bedroom and we made wild nookie. Then I turned on the light and took another looking. Bow, wow, 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 wow. 9 coronas. 9 coronas. Take her home, but LBJ's too narrow after 9 coronas. I couldn't drive, hit drive. 'cause all the lights look green after nine Coronas. I got stopped by the cops going backwards down a one-way street. He opened up the door, saw her and punched her in the teeth. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas. Nine Coronas. Nine Coronas. Nine Coronas.
WMFO in Medford. Time travels here with you till 7 p.m. Here's Jerry Reed.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left thumb gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind and Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can sure get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife.
Magic fingers. There once was a man who was none too good, and then I'd say he's none too bad. Times he is mighty good for a spell, and times he go out.
Reach the tomb.